Page 45. Listening. Exercises 4A, 4B, and 4C.
Portrait of Edmund Bellamy shook up the art world when it was sold at auction for $432,500. The impressive purchase price, 45 times higher than the estimated value of the painting, had people wondering whether AI-generated art would be the next big trend. And it brought up yet again the question about whether artificial intelligence is capable of producing art at all. Hello, I'm Professor Sarah Ramirez. Today on the Art 411 podcast, I'll discuss an important concept at the heart of the AI debate, creativity. Creativity is a defining characteristic of humans. When humans create art, their intent is to make something new and different. Humans receive inspiration for an artistic endeavor from various sources, as well as their own imagination. The same is not true of machines. To a certain degree, Portrait of Edmund Bellamy blurs the line between humans and machines because it meets one of the criteria for creativity. The painting is unique. However, the artificial intelligence behind the painting required human input. Programmers at Obvious, an AI group in Paris, compiled a database of art from the 14th through the 20th centuries. They also wrote a two-part algorithm, which gave their computers a set of rules to follow. In this way, the machines utilized the data set and learned how to produce a one-of-a-kind depiction of Mr. Bellamy. On the one hand, the computers did not create a painting entirely on their own. On the other hand, they were certainly able to emulate creativity. At this point, it's important to keep in mind a common belief among artists. Creativity is not limited to the human or to the machine that produces a painting. Art speaks to the individuals who view it, and it may change their ideas about the world. At the same time, viewers may interpret a painting in a way that was not intended by its creator, which can change and recreate the work itself. The active role of viewers makes them co-creators. Artificial intelligence researchers at Rutgers University have looked into the reaction of viewers to human and AI paintings. They found that people often could not tell them apart, and in some cases they were actually more inspired by the machine paintings. Does the research prove AI can produce works of art? Possibly, if art is defined on the basis of the feelings it evokes. If art is defined as the artist's attempt to represent personal thoughts and feelings, no machine can currently do that. In short, there are no clear-cut answers to the questions about AI and art. As has been noted, creativity of both the artist and the viewer is crucially important. And while there is a degree of creativity in paintings like Portrait of Edmund Bellamy, there's little chance that artificial intelligence is going to take over the work that human artists do, at least for the moment. As for the future, who knows? Until next time, I'm Sarah Ramirez, and this is Your Art 411.